Sports Recap brought to you by
the newly expanded Marquette Big Boy.
We could literally sit here for 2 hours and talk sports from this past weekend.
I know. It was a crazy weekend.
We can't afford that. Let's just jump right into this. I want to start with the Red Wings, the winningest team right now in Detroit. They are 2-0-0 after this weekend to start the season.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they won in a shootout on Saturday, 2-1. That was pretty cool.
They play against Dallas next, so we'll see. I don't want to spend too much time there. Let's go right to baseball. And why don't you give us a rundown on where the series are at, but don't talk about the Houston Red Sox series.
Okay.
There's something going on right now. It's crazy.
The Red Sox are up 2-1 on the Astros in the series, but they're playing right now. The Yankees...
Just said don't do that one.
Well, in the series. I said they're playing right. I didn't say anything else. Come on. The Yankees squeak out a 1-0 win yesterday, but Cleveland still leads that series 2-1. The Nationals and Cubs are tied, but they go back to Chicago right now. And the Dodgers are up 2-0 on the Diamondbacks. But we have four games today. Nationals, Cubs at 4, Indians, Yankees at 7, and Dodgers, Diamondbacks at 10. And the Red Sox and the Astros are playing right now. And what just happened?
So Justin Verlander just got put into the fifth inning as a relief pitcher for the first time in his career. And he gave up a two-run dinger in the Red Sox.
I don't get it. Why he would have been their Game 5 starter, I don't get it.
I don't know, other than that they didn't like the matchup, or I don't know. Obviously, they just want to close this game out, and they thought Justin Verlander would do it.
Yeah, I guess. It's only the fifth inning, though. They got a little ways to go.
Maybe he's going to score some runs. He's probably going to stay in the rest of the game.
Yeah, he might. So if they win, it's a genius move. If they lose, it's like, oh, who's going to start Game 5 now?
Now, if there's any team that can find a way to get bats working, Houston has hit against everybody this year.
Yeah. I mean, four more innings to go. It's not over.
Okay, quickly here, I just want to talk about the Michigan-Michigan State game. Steve, if you would have said, Adam, I'll give you 100-1 odds on Michigan State, I would have said, no way. I thought Michigan was going to kill them.
Yeah, well.
Not so much.
Five turnovers doesn't help.
Yeah.
Five.
Michigan State
only won by four with five turnovers. So, and it was pouring rain. There's no excuses. Michigan's got a bad offense. That's the excuse. Their offense is not good.
O'Korn did not play well that game.
No,
for sure.
Their offense is not good. So.
Well, Michigan slips from number 7 all the way to
number 17. That's quite the drop.
Quite the drop. Okay, let's take a break here real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the rest of the NFL games. And
NFL.
Yes, you're going to love this, aren't you? Looking forward to this, aren't you?
I mean, when you go 7-6 and still pick up two games on you, it's
Big
pretty
Boy
good.
Sports Recap, second up coming away with this. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half presented by
Marquette Golf Club.
You're going to definitely want to make a phone call, find out about this killer deal for next year's membership. And the rest of this year, looking really beautiful still in the forecast.
It looks great.
Colors are just starting to pop. 225-0721. Who's that?
Who's what?
What number is that for?
The Marquette Golf Club.
Very good.
All right. We were talking about it.
Firing on all cylinders.
Okay. Before we start the NFL, I have an apology to make.
You have an apology?
Yeah. I apologize for saying that I thought the Lions were for real.
Oh. Just want to punch you. Isn't it enough that your team won yesterday, my team lost, they're sitting at the top of the division. You also got two games back on me this week. It was a really rough week.
We made the picks. It was the hardest picks I think I've ever had to make. They're all within like 2-point spreads.
So before tonight's game, I went 5-8.
And I'm 7-6. Still a winning record. Lions say at the end of every year. All right, so let's go through the games quickly.
I hate these Mondays. I really do.
Okay.
I hate these Mondays.
All right.
I cannot wait for November 8th.
How about Buffalo-Cincinnati?
Okay, so we both picked Buffalo on this. Cincinnati was favored, and we didn't believe it.
Well,
I didn't believe it.
They're playing better.
I mean, Buffalo loses to Cincy. The New York Jets, we both picked the Jets over Cleveland.
Yeah, you thought the Jets were going 0-16, and they're in first place. They're 3-2.
Well, there's a few teams that could. Actually, yeah. there's really only one that could go 0-16, but
there's two. There's really two now.
You
believe
think there's going to be two?
There might be two. I don't think they're going to, but there's two that have a very good possibility. Keep going.
Let's see. Carolina. Oh, no, we're saving that game. San Francisco doesn't quite get it done in Indianapolis. You and I both picked the Colts.
Win overtime. Colts win.
This next game, just, I don't know what to think. Crazy news coming out today after a Miami Dolphins victory against the Tennessee Titans. Of course, I didn't know that Mariota was going to be out. I thought he was questionable and he was going to play.
You got to check your stats before you make your
picks. I did. It said questionable, likely to play from the story
Dolphins
that I read.
Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forrester resigns after this game because a video showed him snorting white powder.
Thank you for doing that right.
White powder.
I appreciate you saying white powder. Because
well,
you know,
he did actually make a statement saying that he is going to seek rehab. So
I know.
I'm sure.
His lawyer and him, they both probably listened to this show online.
Right.
So
white powder.
I appreciate you saying white powder.
That's what it was. A white powdery substance.
Anyway, I lose that game. Tennessee, you picked Miami. You got that one on me. The New York Football Giants lose four receivers in this game,
including
in a loss to the first win for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Including Odell Beckham Jr. for the year. He is out. Their top four receivers got hurt in this game. Eli Manning was like throwing to the ball boy, hoping he'd catch it.
Do you think Terrell Owens
that
and Chad Johnson
team
are on the phone?
That is the team I think could go at 0-16 with all these injuries.
We'll see. Eli,
anyway. Bye-bye, Eli.
In New York,
retire,
the Chargers
please.
Going to get their first win of the year. Philly beats the Arizona Cardinals, shellacks them.
Yes, that was a good
we
game.
We got that game right. What about this Jacksonville team, and what about this Pittsburgh team? Because you and I both picked Pittsburgh and lost that
Roethlisberger game. Roethlisberger threw five interceptions. Two were pick sixes. Jacksonville's defense looked great. Leonard Fournette had like 188 yards and two touchdowns. One was like an 85-yard run in the last minute as they were trying to hold him.
Did you have him on your fantasy team there?
I did not. I had Jacksonville's defense. Thank you. 28 points out of my defense.
We both lose that game. Oakland, we both took over Baltimore. That was an egg.
Well, E.J. Manuel is not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
No.
That's all I got to say.
Los Angeles Rams, I thought they were for real. And they end up losing to Seattle.
Yeah. Greg Zuerlein misses his first field goal of the year. Otherwise, they could have tied it because they would have made that. They were right inside the 10 at the end of the game.
And then Kansas City does beat Houston.
In a wild.
I get that game back.
Wild game. 42-34. Wasn't that close. They scored a couple garbage touchdowns, but Deshaun Watson is a quarterback of the future. J.J. Watt, out for the year. Merciless, another defender, out for the year. A lot of big injuries yesterday.
Right, quickly tonight, I'm taking Minnesota.
Minnesota at Chicago. Sam Bradford's back. Trubisky makes his first start. I got to go Minnesota. I can't believe a rookie's going to win, but you never know. They have a good running game. But I'm taking Minnesota also.
So let's go to the Detroit-Carolina game here real quick. Two things I want to say. One, the offensive line was horrible for the Detroit Lions.
And Eric Ebron is horrible.
He is so bad. Fells came in late in the game when they started to come back a little bit. He caught a couple of key passes.
Two touchdowns.
I'm ready for him to just sit Ebron. Start Fells. What do you have to lose at
this
point?
Did you hear the crowd cheer when he finally caught a ball?
I know.
Like he caught
a ball. It was like a sarcastic cheer.
It's like, wow, we wasted the 11th pick in the draft for this guy?
And the other thing is I'll tell you right now, I mean, a lot of people were saying Stafford played bad. He didn't play great, but his offensive line, he was horrible. They were horrible.
He only missed 12 passes, 23 of 35, and he probably had four drops out of those.
Two of them were
Ebron. But you know what? Cam Newton is starting to look like the Super Bowl Cam Newton again, I think.
He looked really good. That was what I was going to tell you. Cam Newton looked really good in this game. Everybody was all like, oh, controversy, controversy.
Also my fantasy quarterback.
You said the same thing as everybody else. Controversy, oh, he made bad. There's controversy. And he goes out there and has a great game against the Lions.
And
he was making pinpoint passes.
Ed Dixon, 175 yards receiving for a tight end.
Can we get this guy?
15th.
When Greg Olsen comes back, he's not even the starting tight end for the Panthers. Greg Olsen's out.
15th best game for a tight end in NFL history.
Dixon in a free agent trade to the Lions, please.
There you go.
I want that guy. He's a monster, too.
Okay.
Good blocker.
All right. I think your Lions might be in
a
little trouble.
Your Green Bay Packers
next week
were in a dogfight last night. It was a shootout, and a shootout, it's really hard to bet against Aaron Rodgers.
I hate Troy Aikman. Do you hear him talking about
everything Bakhtiari right now?
About Bakhtiari missing a block, and then they show a picture of Bakhtiari on the sidelines in his clothes, and they're like, wait, that's not him. Did you hear that?
No.
He was talking about how Bakhtiari missed a block, and he wasn't even playing. He was on the sidelines, and then the camera go right to the guy. I'm like,
yeah, I didn't have the sound.
If you're Fox, why are you putting the camera on that guy? You're making Aikman look even dumber.
The stuff that I got.
The only thing
see.
That made them look smart is when they kept saying they're going to score too quick. They're going to score too quick.
Hey, let me ask you this: for coming from a Lions fan, how did that feel in the first quarter when you guys got hosed on that phantom call in the end zone?
Oh, was that terrible? Really?
Welcome
that was a personal
to being
foul.
A Detroit Lions.
That
fan.
Was terrible.
We get those calls all
there
the time,
buddy.
There
is some bad reffing in this game. Really bad reffing. But you know what the best part of what this game was? Watch a Devonte Adams take that hit last Thursday.
And
then he had
his life.
Great, great game. Two touchdowns, including the game winner. 7 catches, 66 yards, 2 touchdowns. What are you going to say? You got Aaron Rodgers, the guy that should be the highest paid player in the NFL.
He will be. If he isn't, that's his own fault and Green Bay Packers. So.
And his agent's fault.
Big Boy Sports Recap. I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you later.
We both took Minnesota. It's the Outdoor Show.